Diversity scholar DEI hire judge's latest Democrat activist to thwart Trump. By Bradley J. on May 6, 2025. Another activist federal judge testing the limits of his powers to stop President Donald Trump from exercising his executive authority is revealed to carry over Democratic Party activism to the courtroom. U.S. District Judge Jamal Whitehead, appointed to the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington by President Joe Biden in 2023, recently ordered Trump to admit roughly 12,000 refugees to the United States. Whitehead's order requires Trump to resettle the refugees already approved for resettlement under an executive order from Biden, despite Trump using the same executive order authority to terminate Biden's program. The Senate Judiciary Committee advanced Whitehead's nomination as part of a flurry of diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) nominations, with Biden saying Whitehead and his fellow nominees represent the diversity that is one of our best assets as a nation. When the Senate confirmed Whitehead, the Democrat-led Judiciary Committee touted Whitehead as Biden's first judicial nominee identifying as a person with a disability. Whitehead was a Dean's Diversity Scholar at the Seattle University School of Law. But Whitehead fits another pattern for Democrat-nominated activist judges who have blocked Trump from exercising his constitutional authority, a history of Democratic Party activism that continued after attaining his robes. Whitehead was a Democrat donor before his nomination, donating at least $300 to Democratic candidates and committees. And according to his Senate questionnaire, he serves as a trustee at the Radical ACLU of Washington. The ACLU has taken money from a slew of leftist organizations, many financing the coordinated efforts to sue Trump's administration, including George Soros Open Society Institute, the Carnegie Corporation of New York, the David and Lucille Packard Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, the Joyce Foundation, the Lear Family Foundation, the Public Welfare Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation, the Sandler Family Supporting Foundation, and the Tides Foundation. Whitehead has a history of advocating for Marxist and other radical causes as well. He sat on a panel entitled Meeting the Moment, Black Lives Matter in Addressing Racism in the Workplace, where he spoke about racial discrimination against African Americans in the workplace. He also sat on a panel entitled Decoding the Law, Sexual Harassment, How is #MeToo Transforming the Workplace? Whitehead also moderated a panel entitled Free Speech or Hate Speech, Exploring the Bounds of Free Expression at Work. The judge's legal career before his nomination by Biden raises questions as well, and is instructive on why he was nominated. Whitehead sued a detention center for not paying incarcerated Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) detainees enough, demonstrating a benevolence towards illegal aliens that has continued as a judge. He also worked at the Equal Opportunity Commission from 2010 to 2014, suing a privately owned company for firing an employee with bipolar disorder. Trump signed the executive order to suspend the refugee resettlement program soon after taking office, as Breitbart News's John Binder reported. As expected, those contractors whose funding relies on resettling refugees in American communities sued the Trump administration to restore the program. Whitehead was happy to oblige them, joining a growing list of jurists with regards marred by judicial activism and devoid of fidelity to the law. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.